Okay, we're at the Mishnah on Chavav Amar Aleph Zok Tehilah Gemishnah. B'shlosha prokim b'shana kohanim nosin es kapehen arba pe'omim bayom. So there are three times a year that the kohanim duchin four times a day. B'shacharis, b'mosaf, b'mincha, u'b'ne'ilas she'arim. Ne'ilas she'arim is the long version of ne'ilah. Right? So those are the four tefilos of the day. Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. There are three times a year that the Kohanim duchen those four times. What are the three times a year? B'ta'anios, on public fast days. Uve ma'amados. We'll talk about ma'amados in a second. Ma'amados are the prayer gatherings, as we'll talk about in a minute. Uve Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur. Those are the three times a year that the Kohanim duchen four times a day. So now, says the Mishnah, what are these ma'amados? Elu hein ma'amados. These are the ma'amados. The fishinema, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Chavches, this is in the Parshas HaTamid. Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'es korbani lachmi. Right? This is not a full pasuk, but tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem, etc. Es korbani lachmi. So we are commanding the Jewish people to bring a korban called the korban tamid. Now the korban tamid was a korban on behalf of whom? On behalf of the entire Jewish people, right? It was a korban ola. It was a korban that was brought on behalf of the entire Jewish people. So asks the Mishnah, "V'chi heyach korbanu shalodim karei v'hu eino omin al gabav?" How is it possible that a korban can be brought for a person and he's not standing there? You got to be there if your korban's being brought. If you bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, you got to be there. So how can it be that a korban is brought for the whole Jewish people and they're not there? So because of this problem, hiskinu neviim harishonim, the early neviim. Rashi explains it refers to Shmuel and David, as the Gemara explains. The early Nevi'im established Esrim ve'arba'a Mishmaros. They broke the Kohanim and the Levi'im into 24 groups called Mishmaros, as we learned about already in the third parak, the 24 groups of Kohanim, who would rotate their service in the Beis HaMikdash every week. Another Mishmar would serve. Al kol Mishmar u'Mishmar, Haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim shal kohanim shal levim v'shal Yisraelim, and corresponding to each and every mishmar, there was a ma'amad. What's a ma'amad? So, based on the simple understanding of the Mishnah, the ma'amad was a group of kohanim, levim, and Yisraelim who would gather in Yerushalayim, and we'll see in a minute they didn't only gather in Yerushalayim, but they gathered in Yerushalayim. And they basically used the daven that all the karbanos brought during this time, during this week, would be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? There are some who say that it's not exactly, that it's not the Kohanim and the Levim. The Kohanim and the Levim used to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim were the ones who would daven. But the simple understanding of the Mishnah seems to be that everybody's davening. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. He gives man hamishmar la'alos. So when the time came for a certain mishmar of Kohanim to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, Kohanim ulevim olim liYerushalayim. The Kohanim and the Levim would go up to Yerushalayim from their homes to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. The Yisrael sheba oso mishmar miskansin la'arehen, and the Yisraelim of that mishmar would gather in their cities. So we see here that they're not going up to Yerushalayim, but they're gathering in their cities. And what would they do? V'korin b'maisa b'reishis, and they would read the parshios, different psukim, in maisa b'reishis. Rashi also points out that they didn't just read the Torah, but they also would daven. Rashi says they also would daven that the korbanos would be accepted. That's what they would do. Okay, so how do they read? Skip the parentheses. B'yom harishon, on the first day of the week, they would read from Bereishis Vayihi Rakia. They would read the parashios of Bereishis and Vayihi Rakia. B'sheni Yihi Rakia V'yikavul Hamayim. On the second day of the week, on Monday, they would read those two parashios in Bereishis. B'shlishi Yikavul Hamayim Vayihi Ma'oros. On Tuesday, they would read those two. B'revi'i Yihi Ma'oros V'yishritzu Hamayim. On Wednesday, they would read those two. B'chamishi Yishritzu Hamayim V'atotzei Ha'aretz. On Thursday, they would read those two. B'shishi V'atotzei Ha'aretz V'yichulu Hashamayim. And on Friday, they would read those two parashios, culminating in Vayechulu HaShemayim. That's what they would read on the 6 days of the Mishmar. Now, they would read two parashios. Parsha Gedola, Korin Osa Bishnayim. So the longer of the two parashios, they would split up, and two people would read that parsha. The Gemara is going to explain exactly how they split it up. The Hakatana B'Yachid, and the smaller parsha, would be read by one individual. Okay. B'shacharis, b'musaf, u'b'mincha. So now, on these days of the Ma'amados, at Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha, what would they do? Nichnasin v'korin al pihen k'korin es shema. Then they would come in, and then everybody would read by themselves. They would read by themselves, just like, you know, you read Baal Peh, you read by heart, you read Shema. So they would also read read by heart. Okay? Okay. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly when did they read it from the Chumash, or, you know, from the Sefer Torah, when did they read it by heart. The Gemara is going to explain that a little bit more. Continues the Gemara. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lo hayu nichnasin. On Erev Shabbos at Mincha time, they would not, the Ma'amados would not gather together. Why? Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, because they wanted to give everybody ample time to prepare for Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Kol yom, I'm sorry, the Mishnah. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel ein mamad b'shachris. Okay, so any day that there was, that they recited halel, they would not do a mamad, they would not have this tefillah gathering at Shachris. Karban Musaf, any day that they would have a Karban Musaf, Ein B'Ne'ilah, they would not gather at Ne'ilah. Karban Eitzim, a day that they brought a Karban Eitzim, we'll discuss exactly what this Karban Eitzim, is a wood offering. We'll discuss exactly what the wood offering is in a minute. But, I mean, Rashi explains here a little bit that there were nine times a year that they would bring this wood offering, and we'll see exactly why that is. Korban Eitzim, on a day when they would bring a wood offering, Ein B'Mincha, they would not have the Ma'amados at Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Kach haya Rabbi Yoshua Shone. This is how Rabbi Yoshua used to teach this law, this halacha. Korban Musaf Ein B'Mincha. On a day when there was a Korban Musaf, they would not have the Ma'amados at Mincha. Korban Eitzim Ein B'Ne'ilah. On a day when there was a Korban Eitzim and there was a wood offering, they would not have the Ma'amados at Ne'ilah. And that's it. Chaz Rabbi Akiva Liyoshona Kiben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva said, you know what, that makes more sense. So he changed his shita to be consistent with Ben Azai. Okay. Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Ha'am. Continues the Mishnah that the times of these wood offerings, when the people would bring wood, they were tisha. They were nine times a year. Basically, what happened was that when they rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash, they did not have enough wood to bring the karbanos. So the people volunteered. Different families volunteered to donate wood for the Beis Hamikdash. And it eventually, what became a tradition that each year on these dates, this family would always donate wood. These nine families, or we'll see in a second, it's really eight families, would always donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would make like a big yantif. It was a big simcha. It was an honor for their family to be able to donate wood for the Beis HaMikdash. They would make a big simcha. They would bring a karban, and that was the karban eitzim. So what are these nine times? Be'echad ben Nisan, on the first day of Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. The family of Arach ben Yehuda would bring the wood donation, and they would make their yantif. Be'esrim b'Tamuz, on the 20th of Tamuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda. That was the family of David ben Yehuda. B'chamisha b'Av, the fifth day of Av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda, the family of Parosh ben Yehuda. B'shivabo, on the seventh day of Av, b'nei Yundav ben Rechav. B'asarabo, on the tenth day of Av, b'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asarabo, on the 15th of Av, b'nei Zesu, or Zasa, ben Yehuda, v'imahem kohanim ulevim, and as these families would bring their karbanos, so with them would be kohanim and levim escorting them. V'chomi shetah b'shivto, also anyone who wasn't sure about what shevet they were actually part of, because sometimes, you know, things got a little confused, they lost track of their shevet, they would join up with this group as well. The ubnei gunvei eli, ubnei kotzei ketzios, and the Gemara is going to explain who these people were. The ubnei gunvei eli and the ubnei kotzei ketzios be'esrimo, they would bring the wood on the 20th. B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, Be'esrim be'elul. They would bring it on the 20th of Elul. B'nei Adin ben Yehuda be'echad b'teves. They would bring it on the 1st of Teves. Shebo ashavu b'nei parosh shnia be'echad b'teves. And then again on the 1st day of Teves, this family of parosh who already brought, they would bring again on the 1st day of Teves. Be'echad b'teves shavu b'nei parosh shnia. On the 1st day of Teves, they would bring it again. Okay. You know what? I think I misread that this part of the Mishnah. The dates go after the names. So it says b'nei gunve u'b'nei gunve eli b'nei kotze k'tzios be'esrim bo, comma b'nei pachas mov ben Yehuda be'esrim be'elul, comma b'nei adam ben Yehuda be'echad be'teves, comma shavu. Oh no, am I reading that wrong? Hold on a second. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. You know what? I made a mistake. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry for the back and forth. Yeah, the dates go before the names. Be'esrim bo b'nei pachas mov ben Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'teves shavu b'nei parush shniyah. That's how you read that. Sorry about that. Okay? And then the Mishnah says, be'echad b'teves on the first day of Teves, lo hayu bo ma'amad. There was no ma'amad on the first day of Teves at all. Why? What was so busy with the first day of Teves? Because the first day of Teves, when is the first day of Teves? During which holiday? Chanukah. Right? Kislev Teves. Where the first day of Teves is Rosh Chodesh. Teves is during Chanukah. So therefore, Shehayu bo Halel, the Karban Musaf, the Karban Eitzim. On the first day of Teves, there was Halel because of Chanukah. There was Karban Musaf because of Rosh Chodesh. And there was a Karban Eitzim because that was one of the days that they brought the wood offerings. So that was a very, very busy day. And therefore, they did not have the Ma'amados at all on that day of the first day of Teves. Okay. Now, continues the Mishnah. Once we're talking, we talked earlier about the public fast days. So now the Mishnah identifies some of the terrible things that happened on the public fast days. This is always a good Mishnah to know, because sometimes, you know, comes the public fast days and you're not sure what exactly happened. So says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Avoseinu B'Shiva Sar B'Tamuz. There were five terrible things that happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz. V'Chamisha B'Tishibav. And there were five terrible things that happened on Tishibav. We're going to keep going till the end of the Mishnah, because this is kind of light and easy. Continues the Mishnah, B'Shiva Sar B'Tamuz, what happened on the 17th of Tammuz? Nishtabru HaLuchos. The Luchos were broken. Ubatel HaTamid. And the Tamid was discontinued. There's a big machlokas Rishonim when exactly this happened. And it may have happened multiple times. And the question is, when did it happen on Shivas or Betamuz? Some say it was during the first Beis HaMikdash. Some say it was during the second Beis HaMikdash. Some say it was another time. But it was at some point that the Tamid was discontinued. V'huvka Ahair, the city of Yerushalayim before the Churban was besieged. V'saraf Apostamos Es HaTorah. Apostamos, who was one of the evil generals, burned the Torah. This is referring to the Torah that was written by Ezra, which was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a very, very accurate Torah, and all the other Torahs were checked based on this Torah for accuracy. So when it was burned, it was a terrible tragedy. The Hamet Selim Beheichal, and he also erected an idol in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. So those five terrible things all happened on Shiva Sar B'Tamuz. What about Tisha B'Av? B'Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Alav Oseinu Shalei Kansu La'aretz. Number one, the decree was made against our fathers in the desert that they would not be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. Number two, v'charav habayis barishona ubishniya, both the first and the second Beis Hamikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Vinilka da Beitar, the great city of Beitar was destroyed, was captured, and Chazal tell us that the Beitar, I think it was around 50 years after the Churban Habayis, Beitar was finally captured by the Romans and everyone was slaughtered. All inhabitants of the city were slaughtered. It's a big, big tragedy for the Jewish people. That also happened on Tisha B'Av. V'nechra Shaha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was also plowed over. Right, the Makom HaMikdash was plowed. They took a plow to the Makom HaMikdash and just plowed it over. So all those terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av. Now, interestingly, we have some halachos regarding Tisha B'Av. Continues the Mishnah. When Av enters, when we have Rosh Chodesh Av, so we have to decrease our simcha. continues the Mishnah, Shavuot Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Pesocha, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, right? Many of you are familiar with this. This is Shavuot Shechal Bo. So the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, and by the way, we'll see that the Shavuot Shechal Bo is the only thing that's actually mentioned in the Mishnah, right? And in the Gemara, Shavuot Shechal Bo, we have all sorts of minhagim that we extend the mourning practices to the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh and to the 3 weeks. But really, Me'ikar Adin, from the Mishnah and from the Gemara, you only have Shavuot Shechal Bo. The only thing we see in the Mishnah about Rosh Chodesh, about the 9 days, is Mematan B'Simcha, as we just said. Right? Mishnichnas Av Mematan B'Simcha. That's the only thing we see. Continues the Mishnah, that the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, Asur Milasaper U'Milachabes, you're not allowed to get haircuts, and you're not allowed to do laundry. U'Bechamishi Mutar Nekavar HaShabbos. But if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so then on Thursday, Rashi explains, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so then on Thursday you're allowed to do laundry because of Kavod Shabbos, because you won't be able to do it on Tisha B'Av, so you're allowed to do laundry on Thursday, which is during Shavuot Shechal Bo, for Kavod Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day of Erev Tisha B'Av, and we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain whether this only applies during the Suda Mafsekes, or whether this applies to any Seuda after Chatzos. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. You're not allowed to eat two cooked foods. So we know this, as these are the halachos of the Suda Mafsekes. You're not allowed to eat two cooked foods. Lo yochal basa v'lo yishte yayin. You're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine during the Suda Mafsekes. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yishane. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that you don't have to have all these restrictions. You just have to do something different. You have to do something a little different for the Suda Mafsekes. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev bekfias hamita velahodu lo chachamim. On Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda required people to overturn their beds. If you remember, we discussed that overturning your bed, we discussed this in the morning, is an expression of avelus. We don't do this anymore nowadays. Our beds are made a little differently. But they used to overturn their beds. That was a sign of avelus. So Rabbi Yehuda required that on Tisha B'Av as well, but the chachamim did not agree. They said you don't have to go that far on Tisha B'Av. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahayu Yamim Tovim LiYisrael KeChamisha Asar Be'Av. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that one of the greatest Yamim Tovim for the Jewish people was the 15th of Av, Ukiyom HaKippurim, and Yom Kippur. The 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. So what was the 15th of Av? Shebahen Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos Biklei Lavan Sheulim. On the 15th of Av, the girls in Yerushalayim, the single girls in Yerushalayim, used to go out to the fields, to the hills. They used to all wear white clothing that was borrowed. Why? Shelo levayei shesmi she'ein lo. So as not to embarrass someone who did not have their own white clothing. So everybody used to borrow white clothing. So this way everybody was borrowing, everybody would have something to wear. They would all go out in white dresses into the hills. The Mishnah just points out, as an aside, kol hakelim teunin tevila, that before you put on this borrowed clothing, you had to be tovel in a mikvah. Why? Because again, in those days, they were careful about the laws of Tumah and Tahara, and they weren't sure. They were borrowing something from someone. You don't know whether this beged was Tameh or Tahar, so they had to tovel. They had to be tovel the beged beforehand to purify it. You could be tovel it. Yeah, yeah. And what would they do? Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos, V'cholos Bikramim, and they would go out and they would dance in the vineyards. U'mahayu Omros, and what would they say? And obviously there were young men there also. This was a big event for young people to meet each other. Bachor, so they used to say, this is a big shidduch scene. They used to say, Bachor, right? Young man. Sana einecha ure'ei ma'ata borer lecha. They used to say, look, and choose something for yourself, right? Choose a wife for yourself. But, al titein einecha benoi. Don't just look at beauty. Don't look at the beauty. But rather, tein einecha b'mishpacha. Look at the family. Look at what kind of beautiful family you're marrying into. And don't look just at the beauty of the girl. Why? Because sheker achein vehevel hayofi. That charm and beauty are falsehood. Isha yiras Hashem hisis halal. What's really the woman who's praised? A woman who's a Yirah Shamayim, right? A woman who has Yirah Shamayim, she's the one who's praised, and presumably that comes from the home. So if you're marrying into a good home of Yirah Shamayim, presumably this girl is going to have Yirah Shamayim. That's what you should be looking for. The Omer and the next pasuk in Mishlei, and we sing this in Eishes Chayil, Tenula mipri adeha v'yahaluluha v'sha'arim ma'aseha, that you give her from the fruits of her hand, and they would praise her deeds in the gates. Bechenu Omer, also there's another pasuk in Shir Ashirim, which also sounds similar, and we're going to explain that pasuk. Tze'ena ura'ena b'nos Tzion v'melech Shlomo. Go out, b'nos Tzion, the daughters of Tzion, go out and see King Shlomo. Be'atara she'itra lo imo. Go see him with the crown that his mother made for him. B'yom chasunos u'b'yom simchas libo. On the day of his wedding and the day of the rejoicing of his heart. What is this referring to? This is obviously just like all the pesukim in Shir Hashirim. It's a metaphor, it's a mashal. What's it referring to? B'yom chasunos u'zem matan Torah. B'yom chasunos was a reference to matan Torah. U'b'yom simchas libo zeh binyan beis hamikdash. And the day of the rejoicing of his heart is the binyan beis hamikdash. She'yibone b'mehera v'yameinu, which should be built quickly and in our times. Amen.